is Dr. Alden dictating a psychiatrist progress note slash medication review. First name is J like John, A like Apple, Mary like Elizabeth, S like Sam, last name B like Boy, L like Love, I like Individual, T like Thomas, Z like Zebra, case number 142259. Today is January 23rd, 2013. Recent behavior and presentation. Staff's not reporting any new behavioral problems. He's out of his room daily. No recent reports of paranoia or psychosis. No recent reports. Do you want something?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. No recent reports of depression or anxiety. No recent reports of delusions or paranoia. No reports of eating or sleeping problems. No reports of noncompliance. Review of systems, constitutional is negative. Eyes are negative. Cardiovascular is positive for hypertension. Respiratory is positive for COPD. Gastrointestinal, positive for history of peptic ulcer disease. Genital urinary positive for chronic renal insufficiency, possible obstructive uropathy. Muscular is negative, integumentary is negative, neurological positive for syncope. Patient complains of headaches. Endocrine is negative. Hematologic slash lymphatic is negative. Allergies and immune positive for allergies to terramycin codeine, histamines, penicillin. Mental status exam, patient's height is 5'3" tall, his weight 140 pounds, and his respiratory rate was 16. He's up in his room, and then his hygiene and grooming are good. His gait was steady. His muscle tone and strength appears within normal limits. No irregular movements were seen. Speech was spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. Thought process appeared within normal limits, no loose associations, no delusions or paranoia expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal or homicidal ideations. Insight is marginal, judgment marginal. Both show some impairment. He's oriented to himself and Andy's room. Recent remote memories show some impairment. His concentration appeared within normal limits. Fund of knowledge seemed adequate. Mood seemed euthymic. Affect was constricted. He had no lethargy or tremor seen. He says his headaches are getting better, but suddenly wants his medication stopped. Current medications, he's taking Risperdal 0.2 2 5-milligrams at bedtime, and Ativan, gel 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours is needed for increased agitation. Lamb, December 19, 2012, TSH was 5.16. AST 17, AOT 15, glucose 76, GFR is 1.47. Cholesterol 146, triglycerides 91. Assessment. Number 1, paranoia. 2, cognitive impairment. NOS rule out dementia. Currently mood and behavior manageable. No recent reports of increased paranoia or psychosis. Medications appear effective in treating the symptoms. Plan, continue the risperidone 0.25 milligrams of bedtime for psychosis and paranoia. Continue the Ativan gel 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours of need for any increased anxiety. Primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risks. Ames testing done today, and this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.